Jared Abradaris was a high school football and track star in his hometown of Wautoma, Wisconsin. When his prep days were over, he decided to walk out with his favorite college football team, of course, the Wisconsin Badgers. He became the best in the walk-on biz. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. We're online for you for more information, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Abradaris was first-team All-Big Ten twice. He was an All-American and took home the Burlsworth Trophy after his senior season as the nation's best walk-on. Jared's retired from pro football after stops in Green Bay and Detroit, and he's home in Washira County with me today on Sports and Commentary. So fill in the blanks here, Jared. Tell our listeners what you're doing today.
Yeah, just working at Thriving Financial, financial advisor over there in Wautoma now.
Good, good. Always good to come home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really good to be back, be able to help serve the community, be back in the area, get some hunting and fishing in, and, you know, just be around my family a little bit more.
Your family consists of your wife of 6 years and your two girls. So let me ask you, Wisconsin, you know, they have their ups and downs this season. The Badgers, what do you think of your old mates there? How do you think things are going for Wisconsin this year in football?
Yeah, obviously, you know, that tough loss against BYU and then Michigan. Michigan, you know, obviously being a good team this year, and it's always tough playing away, but you know, the one that hurt was BYU for sure. But yeah, definitely think we're in good hands with Coach Chris. You know, the type of recruits that he'll bring in and the direction that's going to go.
Yeah. Well, you walked on at the UW, and by the end of your senior year, like I said, you were all Big Ten, won the Burlsworth Trophy, nation's best walk-on, academic, I might add, academic all Big Ten. You, my friend, were a walk-on legend at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great experience, you know, to kind of have, you know, earn your stripes there. That's kind of been my memo all the way through, really my whole life, is just trying to earn everything and, you know, not really giving. So it's kind of, it's a more rewarding way to earn your scholarship, I guess.
Yeah, and it's a great environment down there. I mean, Wisconsin's had a habit of turning walk-ons into Big Ten, all Big Ten players, future NFLers. Why do you think walk-ons thrive in that Badger football program?
Well, I mean, at first, I think it's just because there's not really anywhere else to go for football around here. Either you're going to go D3 or you're going to go D2 up in Minnesota, or you know, you're going to stay here and play for Wisconsin. So that's honestly probably, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, kids want to stay in the area, so they, you know, take the opportunity.
Well, you're a natural athlete, three sports star. I mean, big time track and field athlete in high school football. I think you were a quarterback at Wautoma, and I think you dabbled a little bit in wrestling as well. But you chose to take this unsecured path as a walk on. Did you have other offers during your senior year in high school?
Yeah. I mean, I had, like I kind of said, a couple of D2 offers up in Minnesota. I was actually supposed to go to Madison for track, but I was looking at track. I wanted to stay home, and then I just, you know, talked to Coach Bielma at the time and asked if I could walk on, said I was going there for a track, and that's kind of how I switched to football.
Mm. Well, you suffered a serious injury in high school. I think you blew out your knee, or at least a broken leg or something like that. But it's pretty serious. But you have this incredible work ethic and ability to come back and play again. I mean, tell me about the perseverance. You must have had this incredible perseverance to just keep coming back.
Yeah, I had that injury in high school with my femur and ACL, and then, you know, that was really the first major one. But I had to come back from that, just fight back, and really, you know, it was really God's work to come back as quick as I did. I think it was like 6 months from the day of the injury that I actually placed fourth and fifth at the state track meet in hurdles, the 110s and the 300s. So to come back faster than I was the year before was, you know, a miracle to say the least. And then, Didn't really have many in college. Obviously, I just played through a lot of smaller ones, but didn't have any series that kept me out too long. But yeah, going through the NFL, I had a couple there. But, you know, it's just, you know, having that perseverance and just knowing that guys got a plan, and as long as you're, you know, pursuing him, you're right where he wants you.
Yeah. So if you could sit down with a kid in high school that maybe is going through a similar experience, injury, serious injury, interrupted or ended the season for them, what would you say to that student athlete?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me in high school, that was really the first time that, because really up to that point, you know, sports was everything for me. I think once God, you know, really took that away from me with that injury, it just made me, you know, draw closer to him and really, you know, see what's important in life, and just knowing that obviously sports is a huge part of me and that's important, but that, you know, your relationship with him is even more. So I think, you know, he really kind of showed me that through the injury, and then, you know, through that, you know, through that experience, I drew closer to him, but then I also, you know, he brought back, you know, sports and allowed me to, you know, be who I was and really what I was able to do. So, you know, just keep pushing, but just know that there's, you know, that really there's bigger things in life, and really that, you know, God should be number one.
Amen, amen. And no matter how much grit, determination, perseverance you have, that is a salvation, a relationship with Christ that you can't earn no matter how hard you try, right?
Right, no, for sure. You know, he paid the price for us, and it's a free gift.
It is. Well, I think on that note, we'll pause for this time around with Jared Abrideras, the former star walk-on with the Wisconsin Badgers, also played in the NFL, drafted by his favorite team, the Green Bay Packers, and we'll see what that meant to you, you know, that spring in the NFL draft, and talk about your pro football experience and talk more about the Lord. Jared Abrideras today on Sports and Commentary. We'll get together again soon. God bless you.
All right. Sounds good.